There are seven prayer points. We are going to pray now. Seven prayer points. We are going to pray aggressively. I want you to shout this prayer loud and clear. Say, every yoke of darkness over my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness over my life, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness over my life, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness over my life, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness over my life, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. We pray, say, blood of Jesus, separate me from darkness in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, separate me from darkness in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, separate me from darkness in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, separate me from darkness in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, separate me from darkness in Jesus' name. We pray, say, blood of Jesus, remove my name from the register of untimely death in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, remove my name from the register of untimely death in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, remove my name from the register of untimely death in Jesus. They say, blood of Jesus, remove the name of my children and my wife from the register of untimely death in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, remove the name of my children and my wife from the register of untimely death in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, remove the name of my children and my wife from the register of untimely death in Jesus' name. We pray, every cause working against my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause working against my progress, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every cause working against my progress, break in Jesus' name. We pray, say, every hidden covenant in my foundation bringing me down, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant in my foundation bringing me down, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant in my foundation bringing me down, break, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray, say, I cover my life and my family with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cover my life and my family with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. I cover my life and my family with the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. Pray, say, evil hand on the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand on the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand on the affairs of my life, wither, 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 wither in Jesus' name. We pray, every negative dream working against my destiny, use your power in the name of Jesus. Every negative dream working against my destiny, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power. Every negative dream working against my destiny, lose your power in Jesus' name. Pray, say, envious witchcraft pretending to be my friend, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Envious witchcraft pretending to be my friend, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Envious witchcraft pretending to be my friend, yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Father. Say, I receive divine favor by the power in the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth. I receive divine favor. Say seven times. Let's go. I receive divine favor. Shout it loud.
I receive divine favor by the power in the blood.
Shout it loud. I receive divine favor by the power in the blood. Shout it again. I receive divine favor by the power in the blood. Shout it louder. I receive divine favor by the power. Say it again.
I receive divine power.
I receive divine favor by the power. Shout it louder. I receive divine favor by the power. La prokosa takalaba. Can you shout it again?
I receive divine favor by the power in the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the next few minutes, I will be speaking on, oh Lord, open my eyes. Can you say it loud?
Oh Lord, open my eyes.
Oh Lord, open my
eyes. Oh Lord, open my eyes.
We have physical eye and we have spiritual eye. It is possible for somebody's spiritual eye to be closed. It is possible for somebody's spiritual eyes to be dim. It is possible for somebody's spiritual eyes to be covered. It is possible for somebody's spiritual eyes to be completely blind. Beloved, our spiritual eye, they are the one we can use to see what goes on in the realm of the spirit. Physical eye will see what is happening physically. Spiritual eyes will be able to see what is going on in the realm of the spirit. When your spiritual eyes are open, then you'll be able to understand things better. Our spiritual eyes must be open so that we can know what is right from what is wrong. Our spiritual eyes must open so that we can understand who are our real friends and who are our enemy. We need to have a spiritual eyes open so that we can detect the strategy of the wicked, so that we can understand the strategy of the wicked, so that the secret of the enemy can be opened unto us, so that the understanding of how things are going on in the spirit can be opened unto us. Our eyes must see. When we say, "Oh Lord, open my eyes," what do we mean? Or what does open eye mean? It means the power to see into the unseen, the power to know all kinds of spirits that operate in a place. It means the power to see the thing for what they are really are. The power to know the real thing from fake one. It means to see things as it is, not to see men as trees. It's a way of understanding things in the realm of the spirit. There is a young man who happened to be the servant of Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 5. When the king of Syria sent soldiers and they surrounded the house where Elisha lived, when the servant got out early in the morning, he saw soldiers, chariot of army. He saw soldiers, numbers of great numbers of army on their horses. And he came back to the master. Say, "Master, hey, something is going on here." Then the master, Elisha, he said, "Don't worry. Those that are with us are more than those you see around us." And he prayed one prayer point for that young man. Say, "Oh Lord, open his eyes." And immediately God opened his eyes. He saw that they were surrounded by chariot of fire. They were surrounded by host of heaven. They were surrounded by military angels. Then the young man, confident was built up. Therefore, when God open your eyes, you will see into the secret. When God open your eyes, your spiritual understanding will be enlightened. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being annihilated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their eye. Because of the blindness of their eyes. Beloved, our eyes must open so that we can understand the counterfeit spirit that is walking around now. Our eyes must open so that we can see the enemy and understand that these are the enemy. Because most of the enemy, they've disguised. Enemy are now working with masquerading power. Enemy are now specialized in masquerading. There are enemies that can pretend so much that you may not be aware of their scheme. The Bible says the devil himself will pretend to be an angel of light. You need to have open eyes in order for you to detect the enemy who disguises to be your friend. We need to have an open eyes because there's a spirit of deception operating now. Your eyes must be open so that you can walk and see what the Lord wants you to see. I pray for somebody here that wherever you are now, your spiritual eyes shall be open in Jesus' name. When your spiritual eyes open, you will be able to understand the agent of darkness that surrounds you. When your spiritual eyes open, you will see the serpentine people serpentine people that will have taught their woman being. When your spiritual eyes open, you'll be able to know those who use witchcraft against you. When your spiritual eyes open, then you'll be able to understand how to undo your enemy properly. When your spiritual eyes open, you will not call your enemy your friend. When your spiritual eyes open, you understand the scripture. When your spiritual eyes open, you will operate the discernment. When your spiritual eyes open, you will be able to move in the realm of God power. How can you have your spiritual eyes open? It's by praying and seeking the face of God. Crying unto the Lord, I need my eyes to open. It's by you confessing your sin. It's by you developing what we call prayer power. It's by you studying the word of God. When you begin to fast, when you are now broken, when you tarry before the Lord, then the Almighty God will begin to see the seriousness and the commitment in your own side. When you have what we call spiritual hunger, when you are crying unto the Lord, that, Father, I want to develop in you. I want to have divine revelation. Then the Lord will touch your eyes and your eyes will begin to see. I pray today that every spiritual eye that have been closed shall be pop off and begin to see from now in Jesus' name. Embargo placed upon your spiritual eyes shall be lifted away. The scale of darkness on your spiritual eyes shall be taken away. Evil cover on your spiritual eyes shall be removed. Evil veil covering your eyes shall be removed. In Jesus' name we pray. Confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Lord, we are here, Lord. Have mercy upon us. We want to see into the realm of the Spirit. We want to understand what is going on around us. We want to be able to know who are the enemies. We want to detect the serpentine powers around us. We want to know those who camouflage. We want to know those who are pretending. In Jesus' name we pray. Now bring out your bottle of oil, because you are going to use it. I'm going to pray on that oil, and I will tell you to anoint your eye, and your spiritual eyes will open. Father, let the blood of Jesus move into this oil. Let the power of God move into this oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Let this water carry your power. Let the Holy Spirit breathe into this water. The oil and the water shall carry the fire of Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus shall move into it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, what you are going to do now, you are going to anoint your eye, because your spiritual eyes will open immediately. As you anoint that eyes, I command your spiritual eyes to open. You will see deeper in the realm of the Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your eyes and say, my spiritual eyes, open by fire. In the name of Jesus, my spiritual eyes open by fire. In the name of Jesus, my spiritual eyes open by fire. Open by fire. Open by fire. In Jesus, they say, every invisible hand covering my spiritual eyes wither. In the name of Jesus, every invisible hand covering my spiritual eye wither, 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 wither. Every invisible hand covering my spiritual eyes wither. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every evil veil covering my spiritual eyes tear to pieces in the name of Jesus. Every evil veil covering my spiritual eyes tear to pieces in the name of Jesus. Every evil veil covering my spiritual eyes tear to pieces in Jesus' name we pray. Say, my spiritual eye receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My spiritual eyes receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My spiritual eyes receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. My spiritual eyes receive deliverance in Jesus' name. Say, every demon attached to my eye depart in the name of Jesus. Every demon attached to my eye depart in the name of Jesus. Every demon attached to my heart depart in Jesus' name. Pray, say, spiritual cataract be cleared away by the power in the blood of Jesus. Spiritual cataract be cleared away by the power in the blood of Jesus. Spiritual cataract be cleared away by the power in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, pray. Now, these are the three prayers you will pray on your own. After this broadcast, sit down and pray it. Number one, pray like this. Say, oh God, my Father, show me who I am. You will spend 10 minutes on that prayer. Oh God, my Father, show me who I am. Oh God, my Father. Don't forget that you have anointed your eyes and the Lord will open your eyes. Oh God, my Father, show me who I am. 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 That's how you pray the prayer. This is the second prayer. Don't forget this prayer. Say, my Father, Show me the beneficial secret of my life. Show me the beneficial. Every woman being asked what we call beneficial secret. God has secret. There's a beneficial secret of your life. Oh God, my Father, show me the beneficial secret of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me the beneficial secret of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, show me the beneficial secret of my life in Jesus' name. That's what we pray. The third one, you pray the third one very, very loud and very fast and very sharp. Say, my Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation that is affecting my life now. My Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation that is affecting my life now. That is, God should show you the past that is attacking your present. God should show you the past that is contending with your angel of blessing. God should show you the past that is affecting your breakthrough. God should show you the past that is limiting your life. My Father, show me what went wrong in my foundation that is affecting my future, that is attacking my life now. When you pray that prayer very well, 10 minutes on each, you will see what God will do for you. I pray that God will help you in Jesus' name. Anoint your head. Father, I pray that every embargo of darkness on the head of your people here shall be broken to pieces. Every yoke of darkness on your head, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. Anoint your chest now. Every sickness fashioned against you, I command the arrow of that sickness to go back to the sender. You arrow of cancer. You arrow of ulcer, you arrow of diabetes, go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Anoint your stomach and say this one loud and clear. Say, battle against my destiny. Yeah, 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 in the name of Jesus. Battle against my destiny. Yeah, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands. Father, I prophesy that this hand shall prosper. Every cobweb attack against your hand shall be broken to pieces. Any negative pronouncement against your labor shall be destroyed. Any demonic money that has been given to you to withdraw your virtue, I command that yoke to be broken in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your legs. Lord, I pray that this leg shall be anointed. Your legs shall carry you to a land of fulfillment. And your legs shall take you to a place where you have testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you have your prayer request, bring it out. If you don't have, lay hand upon your chest. Lord, let all these requests be answered. Honor these requests in heaven and attend to them by your power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, three prayer points I want you to pray. Pray this prayer very well. Please pray very well. Say, any power using witchcraft to tie me down. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to tie me down. Yeah, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to tie me down. Yeah, in Jesus' name. Say, whatever my parents have done that is working against my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Whatever my parents have done that is working against my destiny, break, break, break. Break in Jesus' name we pray. Every curse operating in my family that is limiting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse operating in my family that is limiting my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse operating in my family that is limiting my life, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I will make it. Say, I will prosper. Say, my destiny shall move forward. Say, I shall not die before my time. Sickness is not my own. Tragedy is not my own. Sorrow is not my own. In the name of Jesus, I shall fulfill my destiny. I shall reach my goal. In the name of Jesus, I am covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Beloved, in case you have some information to pass across to us or testimony, please just pass it across to us on our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. Don't forget that I've just told you earlier in this broadcast that there's a person now who is just, I didn't know whether somebody has lost his phone or her phone, or they got the number. Somebody got access into one of the platform and has been calling people. has been mentioning our name, says it's the one that this and that, and it's been telling people that they should take a code. It is not from me. It is not from it is not from us at all. We don't know him. It's a scammer. Please discard him and delete his name. Don't submit any of your information across to that person, and the Lord will begin to fight for us in Jesus' name. I pray that the Almighty God will appear before those people and really show to them that what they are doing is evil. As God encounters Saul on the way to Damascus, may God encounter them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate you for what you have done. We pray that your name shall be glorified more in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. As many people who are here and they have been looking for the fruit of the womb, Father, answer them by fire. Please answer them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have reached the age to get married, oh my God, I pray, Lord, age of 30, age of 40, age of 50, my God, my Father, attend to them by fire. Attend to them by fire. Attend to them by fire. Let there be testimony. Between now and the month of March, Lord, let there be mighty testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. There are people who have property to sell, and the enemy has placed embargo on it. Lay your hand upon that property. Just look for the picture of that property and lay your hand there. If the picture is not with you, just lay your hand upon the other hand. Father, I address this property. Every curse on this property, break now. The embargo on this property, break now.
Amen.
Any spell that tie down this property, die now.
Amen.
Anything they buried to catch this property, lose your hold.
Amen.
Anything the enemy has done to make this property to be wasted, I command it to be reversed.
Amen.
Whatever has been done in that territory to catch this property, I command it to be broken in the name of Jesus. That property shall be released.
Amen.
Buyers will come and they will pay. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Don't forget to read Psalm 91. It's very important, and the Lord will continue to fight for us. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, First Tactile. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name.